When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man there trying to stop Drogba getting himself into further trouble.
It's a fucking disgrace.
Oh, it's not a bad ball for Pelé on the right side. It's Carlos Alberto. And what a great goal that was! Carlos Alberto!
Maradona just walked away from Huddle then. Maldano, Martin.
Met de balbezit voor Frank de Boer. Frank de Boer speelt de bal. Heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp.
Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp.
Oh! Frank de Boer speelt de bal naar Dennis Bergkamp. Die neemt de bal feilloos aan. En die schiet de bal erin.
So hello and welcome back to the second annual Scoreless Thriller Christmas/New Year's podcast. We're delighted to be joined by the same crew as last year, hoping to redo their excellent efforts last year and maybe in some cases improve. And speaking of which, happy to have you on the podcast, Rob.
Yeah, someone's got to lose, isn't there?
Last year's fourth place position is looking to improve, and in third position last year was Colbin. Colbin, how are you feeling?
Good. I'm aiming for third this year again. That's about what my expectations are.
So the mini duel, mini duel with the Rob.
Yeah, that's about what you can ask for, though.
What about you, Alex? Have you been preparing all year?
Back to defend my title. Just seeing the gnome in front of me, the prize, makes me realise how much I want it back. So, yeah.
Where was it in your apartment?
On the fireplace, the mantelpiece, you know.
It's been in the basement, but that's only for protection.
Nobody mantelpiece in the basement. Yeah.
Someone safely know, man. Yeah.
In the basement with his weights, so he just like look at it while he's bench curling. Exactly. Pumping iron.
Really sexual.
This gnome looks a victory. And what about you, Leon? How are you feeling?
I'm still devastated because of the tiebreaker last year. Then
that's before. So, all right, ready for question one, round one? Supposed to say yes.
Yeah. Wait, how many questions are there in one round?
5 questions.
Okay.
And what are the answers again?
And most of them are multiple choice, except for question two in this round is not multiple choice. Oh.
Ibrahimovic.
Could be.
2008.
All right, question one. What was unusual about the CONCACAF League, North America and Caribbean's version of the Europa League, fixture between Honduras side Olimpia and Suriname side Inter...
Oh, I remember this.
Inter Juan Gotape. Was it A? The Suriname side fielded only 7 players due to an outbreak of chickenpox in the camp. Was it B, the 60-year-old vice president of Suriname played up front? Was it C, the game never took place in an effort to test how controllable the country's press could be? Or D, the referee took a bite out of one of the Olympia players for protesting a penalty too much? Would you like any of the answers repeated?
Yes, please.
All of them.
Yeah. Okay, so what was unusual? And this fixture was this year, by the way, if that helps.
No.
So was it A, the Suriname side fielded only 7 players due to an outbreak of chickenpox in the camp? B, the 60-year-old vice president of Suriname played up front for Inter Mongotape? C, the game never took place in an effort to test how controllable the country's press could be. Or D, the referee took a bite out of one of the Olympia players for protesting a penalty too much.
I mean, the golden rule with Alex is to always go with the most ridiculous one, which would, of course, be D. But really?
Okay. Everyone got their answers down?
Yeah.
All right, moving on to question two. So this one is has no multiple choice, by the way.
Oh, great.
So in 2001, Iran hosted the Civilizations Cup. But who did Egypt lose out to on penalties in the final? So it was celebrating sort of ancient civilizations and new powers, if that helps in some way. Who did Egypt lose out to on penalties in the final? Everyone ready?
Colvin is cheating.
I've got Morse code.
If you're looking at my eyes,
I'd actually like to complain for unsportsmanship behaviour because Alex is folding his paper, so I can't cheat.
Yes!
I see that's unsportsmanlike behaviour.
Alright, moving on to question number
this
three.
This level of competitiveness is just disgusting. Okay, here we go.
In 2004, in the Eastern Cape District of South Africa, coach Michael Tizani and players of the Marseille side playing the Mighty 11s were protesting a yellow card when the referee did what? A, told them to fuck off and left the pitch, leaving the game abandoned. B, pulled out a pistol and shot Tizani.
What?
Wouldn't even be funny.
C, proceeded to pee on the field. Or D, started to cry, and in an act of unity, the two teams came together in a group hug.
Oh.
I like it.
Did you all get the...
Was B, he shot...
Pulled out a pistol and shot Cezanne.
Was it deadly? Was it lethal?
Maybe.
If it happens.
Are you going for it?
Where would you keep it going?
Oh, I feel like I'm playing it too safe. Shit, maybe I just... Oh. All
right.
How do you keep a gun when... Anyways, yeah.
As a referee, like in your fucking trousers.
In your trousers?
Are you wearing trousers while you're
at? No. Your shorts.
All right, question number four. In 2005, a Sunday league match between Peterborough North End and Royal Mail AYL was abandoned as the referee left the field. What caused the ref to go? A, he saw somebody attempting to break into his car in the car park. B, he suddenly remembered it was his marriage anniversary as his angry spouse appeared on the sidelines. C, he sent himself off after nearly getting into a fight with a protesting goalkeeper. Or D, after standing in dog shit, he left the pitch in disgust.
Hmm.
I kind of like all of these Sunday league.
Do you need the answer?
Yeah, one more time.
A, he saw somebody attempting to break into his car in the car park. B, he suddenly remembered it was his marriage anniversary as his angry spouse appeared on the sidelines. C, he sent himself off after nearly getting into a fight with a protesting goalkeeper. Or D, after standing in dog shit, he left the pitch in disgust.
What are you thinking about, Colvin?
Colvin's like deep in thinking.
What are you debating?
I can't tell if I should just put all the same letter and just hope at least one of them. And just hope for the best.
All right, question number five, the last one of round one. Whilst in prison, Ronaldinho's five-a-side team won a tournament, but what was their prize? A, early release for the winning team. B, a 16-kilo smoked pig. C, a trip to a local football match. Or D, a visit to a local massage parlor. everyone happy with their answers for question number five?
Yeah.
Are we going to go through them all at the end or each, like section by section?
Each round, yeah.
No, I'm gonna want to sit
I'm
on
sure.
it.
I'm not sure.
Right. So how are we feeling about round one?
Terrible.
Yeah. Just awful. Super bad.
All right. We'll start with Rob with you for question number one. So, what was unusual about the CONCACAF league fixture? Which one did you go for?
B. The vice president was up front.
What about you, Colby?
I went for A.
Seven players. Chicken pox.
Yeah.
Alex?
I went with the vice president as well. So yeah,
yes.
B. So did I.
Just because you did it doesn't mean you're right.
B.
Correct answer was B.
Yes!
Yes!
Good stuff. All right, moving on to question number two. Who did Egypt lose out to on penalties in the final? Yeah, we'll start with you, Leon.
Greece.
Whoa.
I was going to go for Greece as well, but you said it was new powers were involved. As well, or something.
Both.
I got so.
Okay.
Confused.
How do you mean
that
new powers though?
As in
the US played like and Iran. It was like.
Yeah.
And oh, I completely misunderstood.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant like football powers? No, I meant like.
Like what?
I thought you meant like old civilizations.
Yeah. No, I was like, is it like Mesopotamia? Yeah.
That was exactly my answer. I just went there.
Troy have a good striker this year. I went for the USA.
Okay.
Well, I put Jordan because I was thinking it was just like old. Yeah.
I also put Greece.
The correct answer was Italy.
Well, at least no way.
Sorry, why was that not multiple choice?
That was right.
There's four teams in the tournament. I felt like it was.
I didn't know what they were.
Who else was in the tournament? So it was Iran, USA, Italy, and then
Egypt.
Egypt. Yeah, fair.
Give me a second. I will tell you. So in the semi-finals, Iran lost some penalties to Italy under 21s. And then in the other semi-final, it was Egypt against China, which Egypt won.
Okay.
So there was no US in there.
No US. No Greece.
I also thought Mesopotamia. All
right, so no one got any points for that one.
Nah.
Question number three. What did the referee do when... start with you, Colin.
Put A, I forgot what A is, though.
Told them to fuck off?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Alex Shields?
I went for D, which was all the players joining unity and hugging and yeah.
That sounds right?
I should have gone for the shooting one.
Which one did you
do? D, yeah.
The hug?
The group hug.
What about you, Rob?
Also me, D.
It's going to be the shooting.
Right, and then they all...
This is not starting well for me.
Referee Nicolas Sake pulled a pistol.
Yes! No! I should have gone for it.
Yeah.
The golden rule, always go for the craziest one. Why?
Yeah. Pulled a pistol and killed Cezanne. Opposition coach Mazuli Zakula and Mighty 11 player Zandalise George were hit in the hands by the same bullet. The referee then fled the scene but was eventually caught and subsequently spent 4 years behind bars for culpable homicide. And moving on to question number four, Rob, what did you say about the Sunday League referee?
That he saw his car getting broken into. A.
Same.
Yeah, I went for the same.
C.
He sent himself off.
Oh.
Yeah, you said it. Okay.
Well, then that's locked in. No, I don't remember. But yeah, we'll go with that one.
Referee Andy Wayne is a man who stuck to the letter of the football law so much so that when he lost his temper while officiating, he sent himself.
Yes!
Oh,
I didn't even think it was right.
Yes!
Oh, I just thought going well.
After awarding a goal to Royal Mail in English Sunday League match, the opposition goalkeeper protested. Wayne reacted by throwing down his whistle, pulling his shirt out and eyeballing the player. And then, as incredulous spectators and players looked on, he sent himself off. Without the official who admitted off-field personal problems, the game had to be abandoned. Wayne said later, if a player did that, I would send him off, so I just had to go.
I'm sure they really appreciate it.
What a principled man.
That last referee could learn a lesson. Just as well. Didn't bring a gun.
All right. Question number five. What did
maybe
Ronald...
he sent himself off afterwards.
What did Ronald?
Sorry, I've gone a bit far.
Shot and killed someone. Yeah, just like a yellow card.
That's a classy touch.
If a player had done this, I would have sent him off to somewhere.
All right. Okay. What did Ronaldinho's five-a-side team win, Leon?
Tour to the massage parlor.
Really? Was it the smoke pig? B.
I also went for smoke pig. I like the idea of the picture of him next to it.
What about you?
I went massage parlor.
I can tell you that the correct answer was B. Yes. 16 kilos smoked pig.
There we go.
Yes, one. Yes.
Why do you go with the easy choice here? Ah, oh, shit.
Last again.
Alright, let's do scores.
I've only got one.
Oh, I've only got one too.
Yes! So Rob and Colvin have 1 point.
Yeah.
What about Shields and Leon?
Two.
Whoa, it's so close.
Oh, shouldn't have gone for
I mean, what were you expecting after the first round?
Cut the tension with a knife. Okay, so.
Why didn't I go with a pig? Because I'm a vegan, this is not very
you
vegan.
Just, you just don't want to.
No,
you couldn't
no.
imagine
you
yourself eating
imagine,
a pig,
yeah,
so no
yeah.
one else could.
Absolute no go.
Definitely not Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Should I have a trigger warning this quiz?
So
they're not getting shot, people shooting each other, that's fine.
I think I said something when Alex asked this question too. I was like, that would be funny.
You're like, why are you making it? Yeah. Okay, so after last year's quiz, where there was the controversy over the tiebreaker question based on Scottish football.
So you've been a whole section on Scottish football.
I thought about how could I make it up to Leon and
what?
Give him a fair chance in round two, which means all the questions in round two are related to communism and football.
Oh, what? That's a whole round.
Yes.
What?
This is fantastic.
Yeah,
the rest of, we didn't benefit from this Scottish question.
No, I'm sorry.
I doubt I'll benefit from the Scottish question.
I'm expecting full marks, emphasis on the pun.
Okay.
Oh no.
I love it. I love
you
it.
Send yourself off.
Alright, question one, round two. In 2013, Brazilian football team Madureira Esporte Clube from a Rio de Janeiro suburb had a shirt made emblazoned with the face of which communist political leader? Was it A, Mao Zedong? Was it B, Joseph Stalin? Was it C, Che Guevara? Or was it D, Rosa Luxemburg?
I'd love this to be Rosa Luxemburg. That would be absolutely fantastic.
Any thoughts, Rob?
Any thoughts?
Yeah.
I've
got an idea for this one.
Yeah. We'll see. Are we playing this safe, though? I think we're playing this safe, right?
I don't know. Are we
Did
playing
you
it
wink?
Safe? They can't hear that on the cast.
Mind games.
All right, ready for question number two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which political leader did Diego Maradona famously have a tattoo of on his left leg? Was it A, Fidel Castro? Was it B, Pol Pot? Was it C, Jeremy Corbyn?
So anachronistic.
Or was it D, Nicolas Maduro? Castro, Pol Pot, Jeremy Corbyn, or Nicolas Maduro?
Rob's breathing heavily.
So out of my depth.
Alright, ready for question number three?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Whilst he was in South Africa, Mahatma Gandhi helped to found three different football clubs in Durban, Pretoria, and Johannesburg. But what were they all called? Was it A, B, the change that you wish to see in the world FC?
A bit of a bulky name.
Rolls off the tongue. Was it B, the anti-imperialist soccer club? Was it C, Liberation for All Soccer Club? Or was it D, Passive Resistors Soccer Club?
Great question.
Do you know the answer?
No, I just well, I think I appreciate all the answers. I believe them all.
Can they all be true?
I'm afraid not.
Can you go over them again?
So A was be the change that you wish to see in the world, FC. B, the anti-imperialist soccer club. C, liberation for all soccer club. Or D, passive resistors soccer club. A, B, C, or D.
I regret these changes I've made.
You always do. Except for C in last round for me. But
all right, ready for question number four?
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, Russian second division club Acton Togliatti signed a Brazilian with a significantly political name. But what was it? Was it A, Bash the Fash de Lima? was it B, Marx Lenin dos Santos? Was it C, Guevara Castro Nazario de Lima? Or was it D, Bush Blair dos Santos?
Bush Blair dos Santos.
Do you need the answers again?
Yeah.
A, Bash the Fash de Lima. B, Marx Lenin dos Santos. C, Guevara Castro Nazario de Lima. Or D, Bush Blair dos Santos.
Oh, so tricky.
Okay. And our final question for round two. When German 1974 World Cup winner Paul Breitner was asked in an interview, what is your greatest desire? He famously responded with, defeat for the Americans in Vietnam. But who did he famously pose under a poster of? Was it A, Joseph Stalin, B, Chairman Mao, C, George Washington, or D, Gandhi?
I should know this.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Oh, they said I do know this.
Oh,
thank God. Can I hear the tattoo once again?
The tattoo, this. Which one?
I just forgot. Like, I just hear the answers again.
Question two.
Question two.
Yeah.
So which political leader did Diego Maradona famously have a tattoo of on his left leg?
Yeah.
A, Fidel Castro. B, Pol Pot. C, Jeremy Corbyn. Or D, Nicolas Maduro.
Can you repeat the answers for the last one as well?
Can you give the answers?
The answers to question number five were A, Joseph Stalin. B, Chairman Mao. C, George Washington. Or D, Gandhi. How do you think you did, Leon?
I don't know. I'm just... I'm thinking. I'm crossing out all my answers and just writing down different letters. I feel like that's very telling.
Without remembering what they are.
What feels right, you know? Yeah. There are too many C's in this one.
Oh, thank God.
All right, let's crack on, okay? For question one.
Wait, you all went C for
a minute. No changing your answers.
I am changed now. I went C originally, now I've changed.
All right, we'll start with people. Question one, who did you have on the football jersey from the Brazilian club?
C.
C, Che Guevara?
Yeah.
What about you?
Same.
Yeah, that's what I meant with saying it's safe. Yeah, I went with C.
Yeah, I do.
What about you, Shields?
Yep, C.
C was correct.
Yes.
Thank God.
Oh, that's so annoying. All you guys got.
Why can't you just let me have this?
Yeah.
What about question two, Rob? Which did you have for the tattoo on Diego Maradona?
Castro.
I put D.
Maduro?
Yeah.
What about you, Leon?
Castro.
Yeah, Castro.
I had Castro.
Correct answer was A, Fidel Castro.
I don't know who is
Castro.
No, the last one. Who is
Nicolas Maduro?
I don't know who that is.
Why would you put it there?
Because I didn't know who it was.
Okay.
The wild card.
Who's the guy in Venezuela?
Okay, right.
Okay, question number three. Alex, who did you have for the name of Gandhi's Football Club.
Mm. See, it was quite wordy. What was it again?
Liberation for All Soccer Club.
Yeah. That was the one that was most to the point.
All right. Yeah. Well, I went for it.
Is why I went for it as well.
You went for C as well?
Yeah.
I switched the anti-imperialist one, the B.
Nah, that's too political for Gandhi.
Awesome, guys. I went for D, passive resistance.
Yeah, that...
I can tell you that Rob has it right.
Oh,
passive resistance.
I crossed out D, no!
That was a toss-up.
100% yeah, so far on the communism
round. No,
no. Oh, no, last place is Lumen. It was Lumen for me.
Oh, crushing.
All right, question number four. Leon, what was the name of the Brazilian footballer with the political name?
C.
Guerreiro Castro?
Yeah. Yeah.
I went for the same C.
I went for the Marx Lenin one because I can see Brazil like, happening.
You went for B, Marx Lenin. What about you?
The Castro one.
Yeah. I can tell you that Colvin has a correct
answer. Oh, Marx Lenin.
Well done.
Yes.
And finally, on the German World Cup winner, who did he pose under a poster of, Rob?
Right, I put Washington, and I reckon he was, you know, giving it the V's. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was my line of thinking.
What about you, Colvin?
I went Mao.
I went C because it was the odd one out, I guess.
You went for Washington as well?
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't remember. I went for Gandhi. I went for Gandhi, but just because I thought that it's more likely to be somewhere out there for Breitner to stand below. But yeah.
That's why it was question. It was B, Chairman Mao.
Oh,
it was particularly controversial.
Oh, it saved me.
No. Oh, you got it.
These last two saved me.
No way.
Yes.
Screw you.
Actually, because we were talking about corrections that we've made, both of these ones, now screwed me over.
All right, Leon, on the round, which should have been your expertise, two.
Thank God.
Shields.
Yeah, I got two as well. So.
That means we're all tied up. I've got three.
What? Colvin got three.
Rob also got.
And three for me.
What? So are we all on four?
The two rounds, everyone's on 4 points.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Have you prepared your tiebreakers, Alex?
How many tiebreakers?
I have a tiebreaker this time. Don't you worry. All right, good stuff. So. We're moving on to round three. Round three is the round which is kind of actually about football, I would say.
Oh no! I didn't come for football.
So they're all questions on Euro 2020.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Question number one. Joachim Löw coached in his fourth Euro finals tournament, but whose record did he equal? A. Guus Hiddink. B. Joep ter Waal, C. Giovanni Trapattoni, or D. Lars Lagerbäck, also has coached in four tournaments.
Glad this isn't the tiebreaker.
Hiddink, ter Waal, Trapattoni, or Lagerbäck? Ready for question number two?
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Question number two. There were 11 own goals at the tournament. How many had there been in all Euro tournaments combined before 2020? A, 9, B, 13, C, 18, or D, 28? 11 goals at Euro 2020. How many had there been at all the tournaments combined previously? 9, 13, 18, or 28?
Down two, see which one speaks to me.
Yeah.
Which letter speaks to me
later? Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Wait, can you say that again?
The answers are the.
Oh, just all of them.
Okay.
Which one?
So there were 11 own goals at Euro 2020. Mm-hmm. How many had there been combined in all the Euros tournaments previously,
mm-hmm.
up until Euro 2020? Yeah. 9, 13, 18, or 28? Question number three. Which team conceded their first goal at Euro 2020 in the semi-finals? Was it A, England, B, Denmark, C, Spain, or D, Italy?
Wait,
I need to think about this.
Conceded. Can I have the question again?
Which team conceded their first goal at Euro 2020 in the semi-finals?
Right.
England, Denmark, Spain, or Italy? Mm-hmm. Question number four. Which player covered the most distance at Euro 2020? 86.6 kilometres. A. Koufal, B. Jorginho, C. Pedri, or D. Declan Rice? Koufal, Jorginho, Pedri, or Rice?
No.
No.
Oh, Rob.
I'm not enjoying this round.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah,
I actually like it when I'm not expected to know the answer.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I should know this. I watched a lot of those games.
All right, the final question of round three. There were 16 penalties awarded at the tournament, but how many were scored? A, 3, B, 6, C, 9, or D, 12?
Out of how many?
16. 3, 6, 9, 12.
Okay, wait, let's see what speaks to me. Which letter do I like
better?
I mean,
it's now.
No, but which, I'm just like, which letter do I like better on the paper? Not about which
yeah.
answer.
Yeah, exactly,
about.
Yeah.
It's like,
Colin, you can just write down all the answers.
Yeah. And then just,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have deleted them before. I can't remember.
I need the first question again. So... I was heading
like, Durval, Giovanni Trapattoni, Lars Lagerbäck. All right, so are you ready for the answers to round number three?
1 sec.
With the scores tied at 4 points. Very
I'm
tense.
Gonna go this one.
Can I get some nuts, please?
And this one.
Wait.
Okay.
Can you see the first question?
Joachim Löw coached it in his fourth Euros tournament.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Whose
I need
record
to know.
Did he equal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the answers.
Let's get this Hiddink, out of the way.
Durval, Trapattoni, or Lagerbäck?
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna start with you, Rob. What did you say for question number one?
B.
B, Jabal?
A.
Hiddink?
C.
B.
B.
I can tell you that you were all wrong. It was D.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? I know he's managed like every Scandinavian team, hasn't he?
Well, he's Sweden, but he was like joint coach of Sweden for a long time as well. So.
Okay.
I didn't have any idea.
All right. Question number two, 11 on goals at the tournament. How many had there been previously?
I changed my mind, I'm going back. No one's saying
anything. I'm going to ask you first, Colvin.
Okay. I went for C.
18.
Fuck, no, D.
No.
You love C.
No.
Shields?
I think it was only 9, so that's A.
Yeah.
I said A.
Yeah, I remember hearing this.
Oh, was it that?
When it went above 9, there was a lot of talk about it.
So it was A.
Oh, yes.
I remember it being very low, but I don't remember that. I can't remember.
Nice.
All right. Question number three. Which team conceded their first goal at the semi-final stage, Alex?
Was it A, England?
Leon?
Are you sure?
Oh, was
no, because I'm going with A. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, I'm really nervous about this because I should know it. I put England.
Yeah, you put England. So
yeah.
I put Italy. I couldn't remember.
It was A, England.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
I knew this one.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. The free kick.
The one
yeah,
free kick.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's all falling apart for Colvin.
Not good.
Bring back the communist mention.
All right, question number
I four. Only remember one England game, and I don't even remember it.
All right, question
I
number
I was just hoping that someone had scored.
Number four, who covered the most distance, Leon?
Rice.
Rob?
I put Rice and scribbled it out. Yeah, with A, I can't even remember.
Kupal?
Yeah.
Of the Czech Republic.
I panicked.
Right back on the Czech Republic.
I panicked.
He went out in the quarterfinals.
Yes.
What about you, Colin?
I put Jorginho because I couldn't remember how many, if Rice had played every, how many games.
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
I don't think he played that much.
I can't remember.
I put Declan Rice, but that's a good point.
How many minutes did he play?
Correct answer was B, Jorginho.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no! You're joking!
But I don't. I put Italy, so I'm like, did you put Jorginho and Italy? I'm like, no. But then I was like, one of them is definitely wrong. I can't remember which one. So I just stuck with both of them.
All right, the last question of round three. 16 penalties awarded. How many were scored? I'll start with you, Rob.
It's got to be 12, isn't it?
Come for 12 out of 16?
Yeah, D.
I put D, but I switched to C. That was I couldn't remember.
Was that just because you heard Rob say D?
This is not legit, man.
No, I put it before. Not right in that moment.
Yeah. Alright, C, what about you? What about you, Alex? Do you want to change your answer too?
No, I'm just looking at Colbin's sheet. It's like there's an essay of answers he's put.
Many scribbles.
There's actually quite a lot of commitment because I went back to C from D. It's a CDC.
Alright.
I went for C, which was 9.
Oh, so did I, yeah.
Correct answer was C, 9.
Yes!
Just gotta keep up with
them. Alright, tally up your scores, please.
Two. Yes! Yes!
Leon, how many do you have?
Three.
Three? Oh, no.
Alex,
I got three in this round.
We fell behind again.
Colbin,
two.
Ooh. And what about you, Rob?
Two.
Oh.
Why even do this quiz? We're going to get into the exact same.
So the scores after round three are: Colbin has 6 points, Rob has 6 points, and Alex and Leon are joint first with 7 points.
Ooh. Yeah, but I mean, it's a close one, right?
It's a lot closer than last year.
I should have got the Italy one, man. I mean, England one, not Italy.
All right. Question.
Glad that we're through with proper football now.
Yeah, back to the more on-brand stuff. Round four is about managers and owners and stuff, I guess.
Oh, no.
Alright, question number one. What was unusual about the transfer of Ivan Broadus from Carlisle to Sunderland in 1949?
Oh, 1949! Oh, yes. Easy.
For £18,000. Was it A, as player manager, he sold himself? Was it B, Ivan paid the transfer fee himself in order to leave Carlisle? Was it C, after an investigation, Ivan turned out to not exist and the transfer fee had been part of a fraud? Or was it D, Ivan had a Siamese twin who came as part of the deal?
Oh,
I know what I want it to be. Can I get the name again? What was it? Ivan?
Ivan Broadus.
What was the name of the twin?
Ivan Broadus.
That would be giving it away. Ivan.
I tried with us guys, I tried.
That didn't exist.
So you need the answers again? So A, was as player manager he sold himself.
Yeah.
B, he paid the transfer fee himself in order to leave Carlisle. C, after an investigation, Ivan turned out to not exist. Or D, he had a Siamese twin.
Hmm.
Okay.
You'll see my essay later. Not my scribbles.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm keeping two as well and then just crossing them off.
Yeah, but that didn't work well for me last time. I switched wrong.
All right, question number two. Leroy Rossinho has the record for what in English football? A, being the shortest ever professional manager, 5'1" or 155 centimetres. B, shortest period as a manager, 10 minutes. C, fielding the first ever all bald 11. Or D, fielding an entire 11 with the surname Smith. Everyone?
No.
No.
I've committed.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I've even written a one more description, so I remember what to say when he asked me like. Which
oh yeah, shit! I did. Yeah.
So I don't just go. I chose. I don't remember which one it is.
Okay. What would, can you say the first two again?
So A, being the shortest ever professional manager, 5'1" or 155 centimeters for the Europeans.
Yeah.
B, shortest period as a manager, 10 minutes.
All right.
Be ready for question number three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legendary Manchester United manager Matt Busby had such a strong Scottish accent that a sense taker once misheard him say what when Busby said that he was a footballer. A. Foot fondler. B. Fruit binder.
Football.
Z. Fruit boiler. Or D. French binder.
Ah, what?
Wait, okay, I need to think about these words.
This is my favorite question.
Wait, I'm down to two. I can only say them out loud. Can I get the answer one more time?
A. Foot fondler. B.
No, I've got it.
Fruit binder.
No, I've got it.
C. Fruit boiler. Or D. French binder.
So you're going with A then?
No, that's what I said.
You said you've got it after he said A.
No, that could mean many things.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to question number four. In 2020, Yaya Toure was forced to withdraw from playing in a UNICEF charity game after doing what? A, admitting he fucking hates kids. B. Fell asleep during an audience with Henrietta H. Foray, the executive director of UNICEF. C. Offering to take back 19 prostitutes to the team's hotel.
19? That's quite a specific number.
Or D. Fighting teammate Wayne Rooney over a comb.
Oh, I enjoy all of these.
Got your answer already, Leon?
Yeah.
Must know it.
I have no idea. Won't get better though.
Everybody happy? Everybody ready?
Really happy.
I really don't like that one. Oh yeah, but I guess we move on.
All right. Question number five. Hollywood stars Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds purchased non-league club Wrexham in 2020, which led to them recording an advertisement for club sponsor E4 Williams. What is E4 Williams? A. A local sheep shearing company. B. A trailer and livestock manufacturer. C. A local bingo hall. Or D. A local butcher's.
One more time. Also not vegan friendly, but go ahead.
The full answer.
The answers. Yeah.
A local sheep shearing company.
And what was their name again? E4 Williams.
E4 Williams. E4 Williams.
Like E4, as in the number. The
no,
digit.
It's like an I. It's like the Welsh.
Okay.
It's pronounced E4.
E4.
Oh, okay.
E4 Williams.
Okay.
So A, a local sheep shearing company. B. Trailer and livestock manufacturer. C, a local bingo company. Or D, a local butcher's.
I'm not liking the look of my letters. My letters are not looking good.
You're
not seeing my letters.
Okay, I need number three again. Quick one, just the question.
Bingo.
No, bingo. No, question number three.
So as in the answers, so just foot fondler, fruit binder, fruit boiler, or French binder.
Okay.
All right, Leon, I'm going to start with you for the answer to question number one. What did Ivan Broadus do?
He didn't exist.
Shields?
I think he was a player manager that sold himself.
Which one are you disappointed to follow? I said didn't exist as well, but I was also split on A, but I went C.
Yeah. I should have put A, but I put B, that he paid the transfer fee himself.
It was A as player manager.
No! I shouldn't have changed.
Rob, what did Leroy Rossinho have the record for question number two?
So is period B.
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I went for that too.
Yeah.
We have a full house. Everyone was correct.
Yeah. Nice one.
That's the worst outcome.
You know what it was? So it was the 10 minutes detail. I was like,
that's so specific.
Yeah. All right. Question number three. Colvin, did you work out the Scottish accent?
I went for C.
Yes.
Fruit. I'm not. I was almost right. Did you go for?
I went for it as well.
C. Fruit boiler.
Yeah,
fruit.
I went for C. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went for C. C is correct.
Yeah. Oh. I just sat there like, footballer. Yeah. No, it's because when I heard A again, I'm like, no, it's not A.
You hear it, it's good. All right, question number four.
Again,
Alex,
I hate all of you.
What did Yaya Toure do?
I'm really torn between A and B here, but I'll just go with A. He hates kids.
He hates kids? What about you?
That's what I said. Yeah, A.
I went for fell asleep. B.
Uh-oh. I went B as well.
You went B for falling asleep?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can tell you that you're all wrong. It was the 19 prostitutes.
I didn't want to put that. I was close
because it does fall into the ridiculous.
Yeah. With,
but I also didn't want to put it like if I was the only one that said that. And they're like, why do you think that?
Okay. And then question number five. Leon, what is E4 Williams?
It's B, livestock.
For you?
Yeah, I put B as well.
I put B. I thought the shearing was a bit too perfect.
I put B as well.
I can tell you we have another full house.
We figured him out. I'm fuming.
Oh, no.
So that was
I know.
Are you still ahead of me, though? No.
No,
I think you got ahead of me. No, you didn't.
I had a few 1 points. And then... Shields is on top.
Give me your scores, please. Rob, how many did you get?
Why did you go back to
three.
A, man? Oh no, that wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Three.
Colvin, how many did you get?
Three.
And you, Alex?
I got four.
Oh, what about you?
Three.
All right. So, going into the last round, we have.
How many do we need Alex to get wrong? All of them. Don't have an answer.
Colvin is on 9. Shields is on
11.
11. Leon is on
10.
Ten.
It's close.
And Rob
close.
Is
nine.
On 9.
It's a long contention.
It's a battle for last.
I told you I'd be happy with third.
Is there a tiebreaker for the last place?
No.
Playoff.
No, it's fine. I can't handle it. I don't want to play a playoff for last place.
Didn't this happen last year though? Like I was one ahead when the last round and Leon pulled it back.
Yeah.
So
show me your sheet so that I can.
I think last year I got all of the first round.
Because I need to have one different answer than you did now.
No.
Because if you got all the same,
exactly.
No, then it doesn't work.
Question number one, round number five. In 2006, Romanian Maris Ciora was transferred from UT Arad to Regal Hornia for the price of what? A, a broken down Ford Fiesta. B, a six pack of Heineken. C, a McDonald's gift card. Or D, 5 kilos of sausages.
I like your creativity with your false ones.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they are.
But how do you know which was the false?
That's what I'm saying. I know that three are false. And I like them.
Where did you put them?
Hey, whoa.
Etiquette.
Do I need to start folding my sheet again?
Yeah.
Just for the last round.
Just let us cheat for the last round.
All right, is everybody ready?
No. I've got my two options. I'll see you later.
First time I'm
so A was
down
A was
I'm down
car.
Two,
I bet
and
I know what they are.
The C was McDonald's, right?
A was car. B was Heineken. C was McDonald's, and D was the sausages.
Okay.
Rob, you can't have two answers.
Yeah, but
I can.
You can
choose
one
later.
Out
in a bit. Yeah.
I agree. That's allowed.
All right. Question number two.
I've done the same.
1970s Zaire dead ball specialist Mafula Mavuba had a strange ritual before taking a free kick. What was it? A. Apologize to the wall for the pain he was about to cause them. B. Place a handkerchief over the ball and then reveal it like a magician. C. Rub the ball against his belly for good luck. Or D. Do 5 jumping jacks before striking the ball.
Like every time? Or just
every time he took a free kick.
Ah, free kick.
Yeah, not every time he kicked the ball.
Okay, like, that's inconvenience.
He's incredibly fit.
I'm changing my answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you setting yours?
Yeah, I'm not
confident.
How can we be so confident?
How confident? Why is he so confident?
Yeah, it makes me feel weird.
It's all mind games. It's like a poker face.
Commit in to question as well.
All right.
Commit. Oh no. Oh, I haven't.
Question number three. A recent survey placed West Ham at the top of the Premier League table in what category? A. Their fans as having the highest average weight. B. Drinking the most beers during the match. C. Doing the most farts during a match. Or D. Most likely to pee in the stands.
Oh. Wait, were the first two again? Sorry.
Highest average weight.
How would you measure most farts?
Drinking the most beers during the match.
Like
doing the most farts during the match.
Like how
most likely to pee.
There's some board scientists out there.
How would they know? One more time. Farts, pee.
So, fattest, most beers, farts, or peeing in the stands.
So when we say fans, we mean in the stadium.
Yeah, in the stadium. Yeah.
And it was from a survey. No, sorry.
From a survey.
Survey.
Shouldn't ask. Oh shit.
Does that make you change your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Ah, shit.
All right, question number. Everyone ready for question number four? No. Sorry, Rob.
Oh, that's yeah.
Rob,
my pen's falling apart.
Disqualified.
He's got the answers on the inside.
He's just really terrible at reading them.
But why are you writing down all of the options every time?
Well, by the way, what were the first two options this time again?
Yeah, how's it work?
The fattest, and then the second one is drinking the most beers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, if we got a surprise winner in this round, it'd be pretty funny.
Could happen. Alright.
Yeah.
Question number four.
I've changed.
After a Chinese businessman bought a second division club, what stipulation did he put on the team? A. They had to move their training to his back garden so he could watch them play. B. They were not allowed to talk or shout during the game as it made him anxious. C. The goalkeeper had to go up for every attacking corner. Or D, his overweight son was made the star player.
Second league in China.
Yeah, second division.
Second division in China. Play in the backyard. Yeah, can you guess the answer? Play in the backyard. What was the second one?
No talking or shouting.
Talking or shouting.
Yeah. I've thrown it away.
C was the goalkeeper has to go. And D, fat son.
Okay.
All right, everyone okay?
Oh wait, I got to make my decision on number one now, because I have to commit.
Don't make the wrong one.
I bet we've been split on the same two.
Oh, have we gone?
No. I just want to know which direction. Which direction did you go?
It's the second last question until 2022.
I've got it. I've done it.
Wait, are we not on question five?
No, but I've just...
That was four.
And I know, okay. I just decided on question one, so now I'm ready. Now
all right, everyone ready for
what
the
did
last...
You do for them?
I'm not telling you. Just decided.
All right, question number five and the last question for this year. Paul Gascoigne, Euro 96 hero, Gaza, made an embarrassing admission in 2018. What was it? A, he used to think stories about the Gaza Strip were about him. B, he would often go weeks forgetting to have a shower. C, he fell asleep during an audience with the Queen, with her tapping him on the shoulder to wake him up. Or D, he used to eat oranges like an apple.
I also like all of these. Okay, Rob, so what are they? Oranges?
A, he thought Gaza Strip
was about him.
B, went weeks without shower. C, fell asleep with the Queen. That's all I've got. I don't know. D, eat oranges like apples. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Number two, Rob. Number two.
Number two.
Yeah, we beat Rob.
This was the pre-match ritual for some guy.
Yeah.
The Zaire dead ball specialist.
Yes, of course.
A was apologise to the wall. B was a little handkerchief. I need to wipe the ball with it. C was. What have I written here?
Rob's belly.
With the ball.
Yeah.
Or
I've just put ball belly.
Ball belly.
Ball belly.
And then D, I've put 5 JJs, which is 5 jumping jacks.
Nice.
I'm serious about this quiz. Still gonna lose.
Seriously, bad. It's just about coming before me, innit?
Yeah, that's my victory.
Yeah, I'll take. I don't mind.
All right, everyone feeling comfortable, confident?
I don't really see Leon rating.
No, I don't know.
Pens down.
I feel like I got all of these wrong. I'm gonna be last.
I want to make a prediction.
Yeah.
Were people split on A and D on number one?
Yes. Yes.
I guess we'll see which one we. I guess we'll find out who went for what. Doesn't mean that either of them are right, but I just felt like those are the two I went back and forth between.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll start with you, Leon. What did you say for question number one? For
I can't.
Sierra.
I said A.
For Fiesta.
I went for the sausages.
I also went sausages.
I went sausages. Oh. Meat is a currency like in a lot of places.
Yeah.
The director of Regal Hornia said, "We gave up the team's 1 week sausage allowance."
Yes.
No.
But still. Yeah, but still.
Leon might lose.
But we are confident it'll be worth it. Marius retired a day later and went on to work in a farm in Spain.
What if we both come ahead of Leon? No, yes. That's the real victory.
I said so. That might very much happen.
So to confirm, it was the sausages.
It was the
5 kilos of sausages.
Yes. That was a good cross.
It's just,
that was a good cross.
This is not a very vegan friendly quiz. I couldn't vote for this.
All right, question number two. What was the routine of Mafulia Mavuba? Alex.
He rubbed the ball against his belly.
I also went belly rub. Do you know it?
I did not. I went handkerchief. I could just
see
it. I could see it. Just to make sure it's all dry and ready to be kicked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
It's possible.
Yeah.
But that could also be the belly, like.
You did the jumping jacks.
Yes.
The correct answer was B, place the handkerchief over.
No! No!
All right.
Disaster.
Question number three. What were West Ham on the top of the table of, Colbin?
Was B beer? I can't remember.
B drinking water.
Yeah. B beer? Okay, yeah. Okay.
You went for B
beer? B beer.
Rob?
I originally went for B beer.
Yeah.
And then I went for ridiculous peeing in the stands. I put D.
Yo, please.
I was also torn in B and D as well. But I went for beer, which is, I think, I I think you're going to be right with D.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, beer.
What kind of survey did people send out? How often do you piss in this?
Oh, man. When you put it that way.
Really, it's possible.
I just went
but it could
ridiculous.
Be, but it could, I could see it being weight as well. Oh. Is it pissing? Come on, Alex, tell us.
West Ham fans are trumping their rivals due to a matchday diet of pies and beer, and on average can produce up to 12 farts.
What kind of survey do people make? Like, how many do you fart during a match?
I instantly like it. It's not really farts. Instantly.
Oh no.
Alright, question number 4. The Chinese businessman and the stipulation he put on the team. I'll start with Rob. Let's start with you.
Oh, for B, no talking or shouting.
Leon.
The same.
I went backyard.
I went for the fat kid.
Oh, wait. Wait, let me go to backyard. What is backyard?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I can tell you that. The correct answer was...
He doesn't know it. He's making it up. I can tell.
The correct answer was D. Is 126 kilos.
No!
Oh,
it's done it for him. It's done it for him.
That's it. That's it.
Well done.
All right. Question number 5.
Damn.
Alex, what...
Okay, I need you to get this wrong. You need to get this right.
Yeah, I put the joke answer.
I don't know what the joke answer is.
What was the embarrassing admission that Gazza made in 2018?
This is the only one I actually knew. So it's A. He thought the Gazza trip was about him.
No! I thought off.
Leon, what did you say?
C. Don't remember.
Fell asleep with the Queen.
Yeah, oh, that's so boring. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
I went B, but obviously it's A. Yeah.
What were you for?
I put A as well.
A? And where did you go?
B.
Gazza. He would used to think stories about the Gazza ship were about him.
How?
Oh, I broke the pen. I'm so excited.
we're in for shared last.
All right.
Oh, yeah, shared last. Yeah.
No.
Colvin, how many do you have?
I think I just got the one. Did I? I don't know. Did I? Wait. Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Count
us
your scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
Colvin got one. Rob, how many did you get?
3.
Because you got none.
Rob,
right?
3
oh,
for
shit.
Rob. Leon, how many did you get? None.
Oof.
And how many did you get?
I got 3.
All right, give me a moment as I count up the final scores.
Oh, farts.
It's a
handkerchief.
Is it a tie for?
It's tie for last.
It's tie for last.
It's tie for last.
No, I'm happy with last. Tied last is good.
Tied last.
So.
Scotch mentality.
I'll take it.
In joint 4th place, which will go to a tiebreaker.
Ooh. Yes.
This is what
we
want.
So 10 points, we have Colvin and Leon.
I don't accept the tiebreaker.
In 2nd place.
We disagree.
I mean, refuse.
Don't ruin Rob's moment
of
glory.
I'll pull the plug.
This might never happen again. Right.
In 2nd place, after a brilliant performance on 12 points, we have Rob.
Oh, sorry.
Which means our back-to-back champion is Alex Shields on 14 points.
Oh.
He's done it again.
Thank you. No, I'm going back in the basement.
The basement mantle.
And it's rightful place.
Oh. How do you feel to back up your victory from last year?
Oh, delighted. But, yeah, got to carry that gnome home, which is a bit of a pain in the arse. But...
All right, we're going to go to the tiebreaker between Colvin and Leon to decide 3rd place.
How about if I know the answer for sure, then we can do it. If I don't, then we go to
please
the
no,
draw.
No.
I probably will still get
I haven't made
it. It is a number, and you will write down the number.
Let's write down the same number.
How about you write down the number?
Let's refuse it.
Blow it in mine.
Okay, tiebreaker. in their history.
100. I'm going with 100, no matter what.
So 55.
It's out. 100.
Okay. Do you mind?
100 is my response.
This is about us as much as you.
In their history, San 100. Marino have only ever won one game against Liechtenstein Stein in 2004. But how many have they drawn?
100.
Okay, put down your number.
Please write down your numbers.
Oh, exactly. All right, you win my games.
Please write down your numbers.
I like it. I like
Is he bluffing?
100.
Write down your numbers and then hand over the sheet to me. Fold it up.
No.
Is this like a trick question? Is it like awfully low or is it just random number? If it's just a random number, then it's just like no point. If it's like 53, then who cares?
I really doubt San Marino have drawn 53
and only won one.
How many games have they played in
total? A few hundred, probably.
Okay.
Alright, we have Colvin's answer here.
He's put 100. We don't need to read it.
Yeah. Alright. Which one will we...
Oh, it's too high.
We'll read Leon's first.
Yeah, let's read Leon's first. 100. It better be 100.
Leon has gone...
back your celebrations until we hear
I don't know.
Leon has gone for 8.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a respectable
that's
number.
That's 100.
That's a dirty liar.
which is your answer?
There is one that's not crossed out. Isn't it?
Is it the one which is 4?
Yeah, it's 4.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's close.
So... I feel like you guys are just meant to be tied because
it's a 6.
Great answer is 6. You get it.
Oh, I'll take that. That was good.
So you get to tie for 3rd place.
Oh, I put 5 and 6 for so many times above it.
Yeah, five, you just get, five, you get to the 5 that you wrote down twice.
I'm happy this way.
I put down 100 first.
Alright, but Rob, you must be the happiest person here after moving up from 4th place to 2nd.
Well, I'm saying, who's laughing at my notes now? I mean, I didn't win. But
to be fair, that technically makes you still the worst ever, though, because there wasn't a 4th place this year, it was 2 3rd places.
Oh, good.
That's correct, though.
So, I did that.
No, but you're joint 4th place.
No, joint 3rd place.
That's not what works, right?
You're
joint 3rd
place.
You're
joint
3rd place. Yeah.
But Leon, what happened? You were, like,
I was
battling out of the top last year, and now you're battling out with Colvin.
Here.
I like Colvin's approach better this time than Alex's. He was very kept to himself and stuff. So I thought I'd socialize more.
The mind of a winner.
Yeah.
Mind of a winner is a lonely place.
Yeah. The last round just screwed me over. I was in the mix.
The big egg.
I got absolutely 0 points.
I thought you would do better in the communism round.
How?
Your subject.
Do you read this in theory?
Maybe. okay. But which
I'll
was
bring in Klaus the next time. See how he does.
Yeah, how he does. But which was your favorite round?
The one I did best in. Can I see again?
Colvin, you did best in. Well, you did best in round 2 and 4.
That's not my paper.
No, I'm looking at your scores.
Oh, I like 2 and 4 the best then.
Yeah. The managers.
Actually, no, I don't like that one.
Which was round 2?
Round 2 was communism.
I like communism.
Yeah, you're good at communism.
Round 4 was, owners and managers.
Yeah, the managers won. 5'1" isn't that short. And if you think about...
5'1" is very short.
5'1"?
Yeah,
it's pretty wee.
I mean, it's within the realms of possibility.
Yeah, but not like, Was it English Prem?
Yeah, it was like professional.
Okay.
Lower leagues.
Yeah, no, because I imagine like in Scotland there must have been some tiny Glaswegian men. Go back to
the 1800s and that's a tall man.
Go back to the 70s in Scotland. That's a tall man.
I don't think they were under 5 foot in the
1800s. Were they not? No. Well.
All right, so thanks everyone for joining the podcast. I hope we had a good time.
Yeah, thanks
for your positions.
Thanks for some great, confusing questions. That was fun.
Yeah.
I particularly enjoyed the Matt Busby Scottish accent one. trying to think of footballer. Yeah, trying to think of alternative answers for that one was kind of hard.
That was good.
Yeah. But all right, thank you so much, Rob, Colvin, Alex, Leon, for joining the podcast, and I'll see you next year.
Thanks for the questions. Yeah. That was lovely.
All right, you're very welcome, and happy Christmas to everyone. Bye bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Podcast Network.